The fate of Texas Judge Priscilla Owen is in doubt after yesterday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing into her nomination to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Owen, a justice on the Texas Supreme Court, is opposed by the same coalition of liberal groups that helped sink a previous Bush nominee to that court. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Yesterday's hearing began with a full-throttle defense of Owen by her Republican supporters. They noted that the American Bar Association has given Owen its highest rating, finding her professionally well-qualified for a federal appeals court judgeship. And they accused her critics of distortions and demagoguery. Ranking Republican Orrin Hatch dismissed as outrageous the notion that Owen's views are extreme.
I must admit that it's curious to hear it argued that a nominee twice elected by the people of the most populous state in the circuit for which she is now nominated is, quote, out of the mainstream.
Texas Senator Phil Graham said that even he, a jaundiced Washington veteran used to seeing minor flaws blown up into major dilemmas at confirmation hearings, has been amazed at Owen's critics.
What is so basically disturbing to me about this case is there's no one little thing to blow out of proportion. This attack is created out of whole cloth.
But Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California, who chaired the hearing, opened by saying she was still undecided on the nomination.
It's clear to me that Justice Owen knows the law, that she's very capable, and that she'd be an excellent advocate for a cause. But the question this committee must answer for this and all nominees is whether this individual would make a good federal judge.
By afternoon, though, Feinstein was sounding very much as though she'd made up her mind. In particular, the California Democrat said she was disturbed by Owen's abortion decisions, all of which involved the Texas parental notification law. Owen has consistently dissented from decisions by an all-Republican court majority allowing minors to get abortions under the state's parental notification exceptions. And in one case, President Bush's White House counsel, who then served on the Texas Supreme Court with Owen, accused her and two other dissenters of trying to erect hurdles to abortion not contained in the Texas law. The dissenter's position, he said, was one of unconscionable judicial activism. Senator Feinstein echoed that view, and when Owen responded that she had looked to U.S. Supreme Court decisions to interpret the state law, Feinstein responded this way.
You've looked in other places, it seems to me, to find a rationale not to do what the Texas law called for. It seemed to me that you, and maybe this is what being an activist means, that you worked to come out where you came out in your opinion.
Feinstein also mentioned an insurance decision written by Owen in which the Texas judge threw out a $50,000 jury award to a family who charged that an insurance company had acted in bad faith by refusing to pay the medical bills for surgery the company had approved in advance.
Your invalidation of the trial verdict completely threw out their entire award. The law is there for little people.
There are a lot of cases that come before our court that I think tug at all of our heartstrings. But again, I have committed and have got to apply the law.
Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin, who questioned Owen at length about the case, dismissed Owen's legal conclusions more pointedly than Feinstein.
I have represented insurance companies and I've represented plaintiffs. You are the answer to an insurance company's prayer if you would buy this argument.
Before yesterday's hearing, there were two, maybe three Democrats who were seen as on the fence over the Owen nomination, with Feinstein the most in doubt. But the California Democrat seemed to signal yesterday she would not support Owen, leaving Senators Joseph Biden and Herb Kohl as still, at least technically, in the undecided category. But more could be at stake in this fight than even a judicial seat. In Texas, the Democratic Senate candidate Ron Kirk, who is ahead in the polls, is opposing the Owen nomination. And as Republicans admitted privately yesterday, that makes it even more difficult to round up support from Democrats who, first and foremost, want to retain control of the Senate and need Kirk to win in Texas. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.